listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news. An investigation is currently underway following a fuel and oil leak over Diamantina Developmental Road near Mount Isa. It's understood a road train carrying cattle rolled over yesterday morning, forcing one lane to close. A Queensland police spokesperson says the cattle fled the scene. Australia is commemorating our fallen diggers at Anzac Day services in suburbs and towns across the region today. A dawn service is being held from 6 a.m. at the front lawn of the Mount Isa Civic Centre, with Mount Isa school students to march from 9:30. In other news now, supermarket pricing hearings are wrapped up in regional Queensland for now. The government committee tasked with finding out if Queenslanders are getting a fair deal has wrapped up two hearings in the far north as well as Bundaberg. Committee Chair Tom Smith say they'll have to try another hearing in other regions, but the focus now turns to making sure farmers statewide can submit anonymously to the Brisbane hearings.
That confidential submission, that's something that's very, very important. So where we can, we absolutely will. But even though there may be two hearings to go in Brisbane, there's still that opportunity to hear from farmers from right across the region.
And despite the Youth Justice Reform Committee being scrapped, we're told the findings from its report are being worked through by the government. The report has 60 recommendations on how to address youth crime, including appointing additional magistrates and giving police enough resources to appeal bail decisions. Attorney General Yvette Darth says it's shameful that the parties couldn't work together.
I look over the ditch, I look at New Zealand, they've done that. They put politics aside. What's in the best interests of the community? But when you want to play pure politics and not listen to the people who are coming in and giving evidence,